Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca, in letters 67-4. Nor am I so mad as to crave illness, but if I must suffer illness, I shall desire that I may do nothing which shows lack of restraint, and nothing that is unvirtuous. The conclusion is not that hardships are desirable, but the virtue is desirable, which enables us patiently to endure hardships. Stoics still today have a reputation for enduring hardship, going through life with a stiff upper lip, as it were. But as this quote from Seneca clearly shows, it isn't that hardship per se is considered a good thing, or something to look forward to. Seneca begins the quote by saying that he is not mad, he doesn't crave illness. Yet illness is part of life, and we only have two choices when it comes. To react by complaining, thereby making both ourselves and those who care for us miserable, or to use it as an exercise in the virtue of temperance, which will be helpful to both ourselves and those surrounding us. I hope you will not be ill anytime soon, of course, but since it will eventually happen, you may want to reflect on the best way to handle your condition ahead of time, before the disease comes. As Seneca says elsewhere, a prepared mind is better equipped to deal virtuously with adversity. Then, when you do fall ill, use the occasion as a test of your virtue. Turn it into a competition with yourself to see just how well you can handle the situation. When you recover, it won't be just your physical health that will have improved, but your character as well. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. One more thing, if you don't mind. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.